Mexicans were stunned this week when their president, set to fly abroad on state business, was grounded by his own Senate. Vicente Fox had planned a 4-day trip to the United States and Canada. It marks the first time in history that Mexican lawmakers have voted down a presidential trip. The incident is the latest in an ongoing power struggle between the executive and the legislature. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Mexico City.
On his trip, President Fox planned to lobby for more rights for Mexicans abroad and for more investment into Mexico. Then the unexpected happened. The country's first democratically elected president in 7 decades had his wings clipped. In an interview with CNN in Spanish, leftist opposition Senator Raimundo Cárdenas of the Party of the Democratic Revolution explained why Congress collared Fox. Because up till now, nothing else has worked to get the president to sit down with Congress and the parties, he says, regarding the direction of the country's foreign policy. Since ending 71 years of single-party rule in 2000, Fox has allied Mexico more closely with the United States and moved away from traditional friends such as Cuba. The ideological shift has been angering lawmakers, especially those of the former ruling party, the PRI, who've traditionally mistrusted the United States. Fox, clearly infuriated at being grounded, took his anger directly to the people on national television. It seems that the opposition has worked to ensure that my government doesn't come through with the changes for which you all voted, he said. The cancellation of my visit has negative effects for Mexico, he added, and the Mexicans who live in those countries. Fox, a rancher and former businessman, is better at delivering populist speeches than negotiating with politicians, and this publicity campaign appears to be paying off. Mexico City political analyst Luis Rubio says the Senate erred in canceling Fox's trip. They're out of touch, he says, because they can't run for a second term.
Therefore, the members of Congress feel that they don't owe allegiance to anyone. They are accountable to nobody. So they didn't realize that by doing something as obvious and as visible, as visceral as this, they might be courting the people's anger. And that's what happened. Many people in general have turned in favor of the president.
The president's popularity, which had dipped below 50% in recent weeks, has climbed as much as 15% since his grounding, according to some polls. Even so, Fox knows he needs Congress's support. Among his major initiatives, the president has sought to reform the tax system and make peace with Zapatista rebels in the country's south. Congress drastically altered both proposals, derailing the president's plans. In an effort to calm the current tension, Mexico's Interior Minister Santiago Krill has promised Congress to keep them more informed on the president's travel plans. We'll present a calendar of all the president's trips this year, he announced to reporters, with all the information so that legislators can know the reasons for the travel and their objectives. But the executive is hardly rolling over. Mexico's Foreign Minister Jorge Castañeda has warned opposition leaders not to cancel another presidential trip. If they do, he says, the president will take to the airwaves again and his popularity could go even higher. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.